Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
On it first, I don't want to like ignore. Davar b'ita imay yafe. When a yid like ignores, if there's a yamtiv and you ignore the yamtiv, you're like you're oblivious to something. A yid lives the ma'agal hashana, the cycle of the year. The things going on. I don't want to meet my friends tonight and ignore what's going on by our people, because we're not. We're just that would be weird. It would be very weird. Now, we're capable. There are times the mishtach and b'tzara di lahayim v'askin b'ched v'sadi li. I say here, this is sar de shchina. This is when something's a klal Yisrael inyan, that's not sar di lahayim. That's a sugi of am Yisrael. To have our people go through what we're going through today, to be sent coffins of Yidden back to Eretz Yisrael, I can't, like, meet my friends and say on a separate note, this is... I can't ignore it. It's not. It wouldn't be very normal. Zach, I don't want to. I'm not looking to say any chiddushim. Just to say we feel with our people. We feel with our people. The Am Yisrael, and a yid's precious. A yid's precious. Like a pasha to register. Say macham. And it's a yid is precious. And every I ran home to my son. Normally I would if he would go to the Russes. He has a loving aunt and uncle next door. I ran home. I left early. I daven be yichidus. I didn't daven for the Amud in yeshiva. That I always daven for the Amud. I ran home that I should be there off the bus. That was my protest. That I was clear for my son. He's not staying 10 minutes first till I get home. I want to be there right when he came home. Every yid is precious. Every single yid is precious. The tremendous, it's a chil Hashem Neira. La Yari Alaikim, when Amalek attacks us, the Torah, the Hashem's Torah, calls it a Chil Hashem, with the Banim Lashem. That Yidden was, that Yiddish, it kindled, Nair, really Nair, and I just want to express, tefillahs for Klal Yisrael. I want to express a tefillah to Hashem. We're his children, with the Rabbanu Shalom's children. He should take care of his children. We're Hashem's children. It's neir what's happening for our people, and we're mispalo for our people, for the safety of our people, for the nechama, Yeshua's for nechamas, for Gans Klal Yisrael. So I want to start. It's hard when then you share together. I don't mean to kill joy or anything. I mean that Klal Yisrael is a matzah for a sorry liyankim, sorry for our nation, for our people. And we're thinking about it. And we're mispalo for Yid, and then mispalo tata to go through such a zacha Yid. Just got out of his own captivity, and to face this is Naira. There should be Besuras Tavis and Yeshua Sinechamis for Kol Yisrael. That's what I wanted to start with. We're to teach people their emotional response. I don't. There's anger at the enemy. There's such a zach. There's just a tsar. But the attitude, we're a very strong people. We're an incredibly strong people. Like a niffle. This guy Keith Siegel was Keith Siegel, a yid. He's American, raised a family in Eretz Yisrael. I heard an interview with his daughter these years. And his daughter said that in his life he never said Shema. That's her opinion. Like, I don't know if how do you know a yid never said Shema? She holds her father never said Shema. In captivity, I heard his daughter Shear. Shear Siegel said, my father started making mezainis in captivity in Gaza. He started making mezainis. He started making brachas. He started praying to Hashem. He started davening. And she said that we asked Tata for the first Shabbos, what do you want Friday night Suda? And we were expecting Tata to say, do you want lachmaniot? She speaks of Hebrew. Do you want lechem? They thought like he'd want good chalot. Ugot ulai. She said, we suspected he just got out. The first Shabbos he was home. What do you want for Shabbos? Because there's a mishpacha that didn't have Shabbos. She said her father never said Shema Yisrael. It's now Shabbos that he's become a God-fearing Yid. He makes Breimene Mezainis. They said, what do you want for Shabbos? And she said, Chashavti, I thought he would say, I want Ugot, Chalot. They'll say, yeah, we'll make whatever he wants. She said, I only have two. He said to his family, I have two things I want. If you want to fill my request, get me a kippah and get me a kois. I want to make kiddush. He said, get me a kippah. He said, keneli kippah, the keneli kos. I want to make Kiddush for Shams. That's what Keith Siegel, you could, I heard this from his daughter Shear, not a rumor. His daughter Shear said to the interviewer that my father, I'm just telling you a fact about a Yid, came home. He wants a yarmulke and a kais. The Yid wants to make Kiddush. That's our beautiful people. We're a big people. And the response to a tremendous lack of dignity, the cheapness of a Yiddish Adam, is that we're going to be more patient. We're going to become more patient with our children, with each other, with our friends, much more, much more, much more. Today I said I ran home for my son. That was to pay back. That's my revenge. And I want to say that I saw a bacha that I usually have less patience. I had much more patience for him today. Much, much. Like a thousandfold the patience. They increased my patience for other Yidden. You touch a Yid, and I have more patience for you. Now, even that year that I maybe didn't have as much patience, I have a thousandfold more patience. Don't touch our people. Don't touch our people. Sometimes two brothers fight when somebody else touches the brother who they were fighting, maybe even for years, it wakes something up. That's like a natural, it's an organic response. Don't touch our people. Every single Yid, everyone, we have no extras, not in our people. And mamish, our patience for our own children, for Yenis' children, for Am Yisrael, a Yid, it arouses something in us to send home coffins to our people, to send back an older Azakin is precious. Send back Azakin in a coffin. To send back two children, Hashem Yerachim, it's ma'ir something in us, a Yiddish kid, it's not cheapest. That's, I don't know if it's called a macha, a reaction, a natural reaction, but I want to share it with my friends. We should be zeichet to have simchas, to have freiluch times together, but we should see our Ramas Karen Yisrael, restoration of the pride of Am Yisrael, the value of the Yid, of each and every Yid. I wanted to share something that's Me'inyan this, that to give a chizuk. In our own homes, I think it'll be a chizuk. We study Elam Mishpatim, and for years I observed this. Ramay Shechai, Mishpatim fascinates me because you come off Maimir Har Sinai. Yisrael is Maimir Har Sinai. We're Mamish, we're holding, we discussed, we saw that which is heard. We Mamish when the Shamas, and there's a certain, I don't want to say a come down, because we'll discuss it, but Mishpatim, all of a sudden we come to like the Mishpatim. We know there are three categories of mitzvahs. The chukim edus and mishpatim. Chukim are mitzvahs. Edus are the type of mitzvahs that we wouldn't do without Hashem commanding, but they make sense. Edus is like the mitzvah of sukkah is an edus. It says something to us. Reminds us of something. Matzah is an edus. It's a category of mitzvahs. It's chachmas Hashem. But we can hear it. There's a svara. The mind wraps it. Mishpatim, we would keep if there was no Torah. Every society has mishpatim. For human beings to be together, there has to be law and order. Mishpatim, we would have mishpatim without the Torah right now. And after all the highs of Maimon Har Sinai, you come to Elam Mishpatim, and it says, these are the laws, asher tasim lefnehim. Now the word tasim and lefnehim are funny words. Elam Mishpatim, these are the mishpatim. Tasim lefnehim already like perks us up, and there's much, much written. Chazal, Rishonim, Achronim, Tassim, Lifneim, is a very, Elam Mishpatim, get to it, let's get to the laws of Torah. But it says Tassim, Lifneim. Much has been written in Rishonim and in Chazal, and what Lifneim means. The simplest halach is you're not let it go to a Goyish court. Lifneim, you have to go to Jewish court. But Emes, like a pillar, what's wrong with going to Goyish court? These are svaras. These are money matters. The Goyim have, like, it came out the same svarim. It's not. Let's say the guy has the same svara, the same law we have, the same svara. Who owns the building, him or him? Straight up. Go to a Yiddish court. What's being said here? Now, you could just tell him, we trust the Torah, we don't trust Goyim, we distrust the Goyim. I think there's something much deeper going on here. You have to go to a Yiddish court. You can't go to a Goyish court. I saw what I'm about to say in svarim. I'm only not quoting because I have no right. It's too much filtered through the way I see it. So I can't quote. But it says, Lefneyim, not to go to Goyish court. Something's being said here. It's also, anybody studies Torah, Hashem, there's halach, like this is the first halach in Kabbalah Satayr of the Mishpatim, don't go to Goyish court. I got it. This is Mishpat. This is the law. Two guys. Whose house is it? If Fred decides or a Baruch decides, a big difference. Hey, la Mishpat. Shatasim Lufneim. Don't go to Goyish Kurtz. In Svarim, it says that Lufneya means the Pnimius. Lufneya means to their Pnimius. And Eila Mishpatim Shatasim Lufneya means understand their Pnimius. Lufneyim. The Pnim is the inner. And Lefneyem, that you have to connect to it in an internal way. I'd like to speak about this a little bit. Somebody asked me, all this talk recently about souls, you know, we're singing Peel Off the Klipa, Yedda Yid, has a neshama, is a neshama. You're talking such neshama dika talk. To me, it's become clear in a Western society that this is one of the main sugyas of becoming a person, that we have to be yoyrit to the neshama, that we're not just to see deeper than our physical bodies is like a pashat avoid of today. The Baal HaTanya writes, it says the Yetzirah gets us to do, he can't get a yid to do averis, he based it on Chazal. He says that the Baal HaTanya writes that the Yetzirah will get us to do a mitzvah for logical reasons, and even in a mitzvah will get a yid to think he's a behemoth. Even in a mitzvah, a yid will think he's like a behemoth. I want to give an example. I want to talk about Hatzalah. Hatzalah and parenting, and mamish kifi, what's going on in the world. I want to express something. I want to talk about parenting and Hatzalah. I want to start with Hatzalah. People say Hatzalah. There's an ambulance corpse. There's Hatzalah. By us, the whole decision to have Hatzalah hasn't, I don't even think really that the Oimek Hadavar is their things aren't good enough. If what the Goyim have is the normal Ishtadlus, since when do we do bigger Ishtadlus? So why have Hatzalah? Since when do more Ishtadlus? For the guy down the block, the ambulance company's enough. Now they don't come quick enough. You're not a Maimon Bashem? That's the norm. Since when do you, what's this Inyan of Hatzalah? And I once studied the Rebbeinu Yonah. I love Hatzalah. I've become in my life like Hatzalah is Kodesh Kodesh. You know what the Inyan of Hatzalah is? It's that Yidden stand up for each other. You know the Ur? You could get so Megushim that you talk about it. It's dangerous. It's not to do with danger or not. You know the Ur? You know that we're alive to help another Yid. You know the Ur that there are people walk around waiting to run for another Yid? That's what you have at Hatzalah, because you didn't care about each other. Rebbeinu Yonah writes that every community should have groups that stand up to help another Yid. When we become very physical, we see things. Do they come on time? Not a Yidden should help other Yidden. I want to say even in raising children. I was zeicher this past Shabbos to be around some alumni of the yeshiva. And to see, we had a Shabbos that many mishpachas, and to see people raising their kids. We're Zayich and Arkela. Baruch Hashem, beautiful mishpachas. It's extremely important, extremely. We're not a Ponzi scheme. What we live to raise from kids who raise from kids. Who's serving? Oh my, we serve. What's happening? To understand the Kedusha V'Tara, we're here to bring Hashras Hashchina, give Hashem a dir b'tachtoinim. You know the Kedusha when a father takes care of his son? The whole world was Kedusha. That's the real chesed. The Western world is an attack on Emes Kait. That's very chitzonistic of you. You know what it means? A father wakes up 6 in the morning and takes care of the whole world. That's the chesed of the Welt. To the world, the further away you go, that's like chesed. If you help the Rwandans, your mama shabal chesed. Unzer Welt, no, that's only pouring out of the ikr chesed of the tata with his son. The ikr, the chesed to the bnei bayis, a husband does a chesed to his wife is the biggest zach in the world. There's a tremendous kedusha, there's godliness. We become so physical. It's only like in terms of we become very physical. You know the tremendous. Hatzalah guy goes on a call, there should be shaking, a yid's helping another. We could see this, we're capable. When we have the right einayim, you just see yidden running for the yidden, it's like la yu'umen. It's la yu'umen, yidden. It's not a physical story, we get so caught up. Eila mishpat masher tasim lefneim. Don't take mishpat tarkoy shel goyim. Don't view it as an external zach, the guy could pass. We view mammonistic things as big iris, big zachen going on. We don't get caught up in the physical. That's the oimek. That's the pnimius atayra of not going to our kray shalgayim. To go to our kray shalgayim is decide, is it his, is? I'm like, Lord, they're looking from a physical perspective. We're coming from a very pnimistic perspective. Go to a Yiddish Adayim, go to the Rav. Is it Hiddal? Go to the Rav. Go to the Rabbanim. Find out from them. These are spiritual Zachen. The ganze Welt we see like this. Bidavka by Mishpatim. Chazal say Ve'ela. Rashi brings the Chazal. Just like the first ones are Messinai, this is also Messinai. I think this is the Oymek. What everybody asks. What's being said? Chiddush. Just like those were at Sinai, Ve'ela. Eilas Paisler Shainim, Ve'elas Maisif. These are also Messinai. What's being said by the Dharma? At our Sinai, we were taught Torah. There's a deep Oymek that Mishpatim was at Sinai also, was speaking to the Neshamas. It was deep Zachen. In the physical, we see things. All the physical is all an experience of the Neshamas here. We don't view the Tata takes care of his son. Is big iris are happening here. There's stories. There are very many famous stories with tzaddikim. I'll tell you one story. A true story. There's an emes tekemaisa. There's an isha chashuva who for 15 years, before this lady found Yiddishkeit, found Avodas Hashem, she was grada near us. She was in a forest near us. She was looking for Hashem, doing wild zach, and she didn't know about Yiddishkeit. And then she found Yiddishkeit. She was in her upper 30s. And she was a person davening 10 hours a day. I'm told she was serving Hashem in serious ifanim. Serious. And she just got married 38, 39. And she had it sad not to have children. Start changing diapers. She had big shyness. So she had it sad not to have children. That she wants to serve Hashem. She was being Oyver Hashem. Yoyim Alayla. She'll start changing diapers. So she was close to the Amshinova Rebbetzin. And she went to the Rebbe. She got an appointment to the Amshinova Rebbe to ask him. To speak to him. She was a serious servant of Hashem. She went to him. She had an appointment 2, 3 in the morning. That's when he was available. And she came in to ask her Shaila. She was shaking the Amshinova Rebbe. Kodesh Kadashim. She went in to ask him the Shaila, 2, 3 in the morning. He had an anacle on his lap. When she walked in, he didn't know what she was going to ask. Garnished. She comes in, he was cuckooing with his anacle on the lap, playing, cheering him up. When you see MS, she walked in. She said, I have no questions. She left and had 2 children. She's 2 beautiful children. She left. There was no questions anymore. It didn't need to be addressed. Sometimes to see something, Halen, she saw Zayda playing with his anacle. She had no question. There was nothing to ask. It was nothing. It was like garnish. He was sitting there at 2 in the morning. He's playing the anacle. He's babysitting somehow. And he was mamish. She saw Avayda. She saw the R. There was no shame. Ask what? What do you want to ask? I have told my wife, in earnest, in what I felt, it's Yom Kippur. See, Yom Kippur, none of us, Yom Kippur, the Amoratzim of old on Shabbos didn't tell lies. Chatz on Yom Kippur, you're careful. I remember leaving my house Yom Kippur and telling my wife, I'm going to shul. I'm going to mamish, be shuckling. And you're home running around with the kids. You look much more at the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur than me. He was handling with them. He was like busy mishing around with them. When you're changing, when you're involved getting messy, you're a lot more similar to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We're not lost in a physical veld. We see iris. We see deep zachen. Even a mishpatim that others see. Okay, it's a moment. We see big things. We see deep and big things of neshamas in this world. To the guy, you might see it as a very physical experience. That's not how we see things. To the point that the Tanya says that the Yetzirah will get us to do a mitzvah and get us physically. That was important. Not to see the R. You could see with Atzalah. The Yetzirah will get Atzalah member and say, okay, you know, you have to help the guy. You don't want anything bad. It's not too goofy. There's big iris here. A yid ran for another yid. The ganze Welt stands on it. Chesed is one of the amudim layum. The whole world, Hashem should have a dear b'tachtainim. Look at the chinuch on the mitzvah prika in this week's parsha. The Chinuch on the Mitzvah Frika, check it up. He speaks about that the purpose of the world is to be Doimet Hashem. And to inculcate the Tzar of another Yid. We started today speaking about the Tzar of Yidden. That's the Mitzvah Daraisa, Frika. Another Yid, that whole lot song was the Tzar of another Yid is a deer, but Tachtan, there's godliness right there. That was Mamish and Ur. You watch every, on Shabbos, you can get nervous. You hear the crackling of that tzalah. Every guy should turn to this. I'm like, point. There's like shechina there, tremendous iris. A yid, you know what that means? That yid has the, when a yid has that thing he's saying, it's crazy what they do. That means that his frankfurter, he puts any yid sar before his frankfurter. The R of that, he's in the middle of a good barbecue. He runs out. That's what that thing says. It has an announcement. Things talk. We don't say a physical zach. It says, I put another yitzar before my comfort. That's what it says. You're crackling in shul. It's the most Shabbos that it's saying, I put another yitzar before my comfort. That's what that's all. It's big zach. And when somebody gets so physical, stop seeing. We see that which others hear. It's real by us. A father, father could take care of his kid. A guy could be like frustrated. He could be like, a bacher told me about his father that he learns at rest stops. At every time a stoplight, he learns traffic light. But he said he doesn't smile at his kids. He's very not warm to his children. He got lost. He doesn't see that which is heard. It's so sad. Azam Masmer, it's a beautiful zach. He learns it every traffic light. But he has to smile at his kid also. Stop getting lost in physical. Smile at the kid. You know the ahur you're bringing down. You're a duchel learner of Torah. Smile at your kid. Hold your kid. Pick him up. Have a catch. I see Gavriel and catch with his kids. You seem like it's an ilah mamish. I remember once going with my kids sledding, and I felt the kedusha of nila. One time, I don't say always you feel that way. If you're in the right zone. You're in the right zone. You take your kids and you're bringing godliness to the world. Kipshutai, ni'ilas kaidish kadashim. You're bringing godliness to the world. The nukuda, tata, to my children. Something you're bringing an art to this world, a beautiful art. We're neshamadika people. We don't, eila mishpat mishatasim lefneim. Yiddish, we go to Yiddish courts. We look at the physical different than them. Much, much. We have Atzol. Atzol is not like a quicker way because you didn't care, but other than we're here like to take care of another. Yid. The artist of Atzol brings to the world is La Yom and Kiyasuper. Somebody brings to the world an art that it takes a long time to study Rabbi. I told you in my house, my father respected singers. It didn't do it. I'm so physical. I'm seeing a guy singing. He's jumping around. He's a singer. My father saw his Misameach Yidden. He saw like a tremendous art. Singers were like, he saw the art. It's Pasha. It's a big art. He studied Torah. He was like, he learned the Gemara Tainis that a Ben Oil Mabuz, Misameach Yidden. There's an art to that. It's not a person gets lost. He's singers and jugglers. And if a guy's Misameach Yidden, a guy tells Geshmaka jokes and shul. I'm not talking about during that. Nach that the kiddush, a guy says good jokes and shulis. He's the world's created for him. He's misameach yid. Makes he uplifts and brings a warmth, brings a positivity. If you get lost in physical, so you see what's it worth. I don't know. You see even a Ponzi scheme of people caring for their kids because you don't have that. We're here to bring this art, this beautiful art. It's not just a father's not just for the end game. Okay, I'm hoping for nachas. There's like a lot of manipulations. If I'm a good father, he'll be from. He'll be from because neshamas are from. You're the worst father ever. He'll be from. And you can't hurt a neshama. That's not the energy of being good to a neshama. Like they teach you go to the latest class. So you could push it, manipulate out that maybe he'll give you a nachas. That's nothing. That's not what's happening. There's a tremendous R in being a tata. Your father was born for chesed. The world of shleishet varma olam I made. Tayir avayin gemilas chasadim. To me, it's such a superficial view of parenting. This eitzah, that trick, you're a tata. You're a tata. You know the R that you bring? When a father says to me, I told the chever, father once said, I'm taking my kids skiing, what should I ask for? His is a business, such a chitzainiistic view, the ski. A father takes his son skiing. He's putting godliness in the world. My son. He looks at his son. I see Reb Mendi with his son. That's a tremendous R on this felt. Tremendous. By the way, the Goyim are not having families, not having children. It all lies here. They don't see in the pu'ulos. If you only see what could be, nachas, okay, so who could hold that? It's nothing. They're missing out on the etzem ar of a parent taking care of a child is a tremendous ar. I was on the plane to Rav Aaron's mishpacha. And I saw he did a family vacation to mishpacha. There's a tremendous art in the mishpachas, like focusing on each other. Some of his children, his younger children, there's a tremendous light. That's a emes tekazach. That's not. I think about my father's trips with us. It's a big iris. Very big iris. It wasn't like he had a geshmak achap. His kids are going to be from later. Like you missed the whole sugya of art. You're seeing so gashmistic. You're so physical like that. It's a tremendous art. A tata and his son, what he's unleashing to the Welt. This is the real chesed of the world. The father being there for a son. That's like the deepest chesed. A father unleashing chesed. Goymol nafshe, we quote the pas. Goymol nafshe yesh chesed. The world's here for chesed. The Iris Avram Avinu brought to the world because he did chesed. The Iker of chesed chazal. The Torah means what it says. You study any halachas of tzedakah and chesed. It starts from the home. Of course it extends. It starts in the bias. There's a tremendous R and a chiyus. If we have good einayim, if we're influenced by the Goyim, if we bring our stuff to our kais, so you had the zach, it's just like a physical thing. You miss the whole story. You just see who's quicker, you time them. That's always quicker, slower. They're an R of people caring for each other. That's always wild that we have such an R in our world of yidden who run for another yid. I like when I see at some of them is they banned over this R. You see, you could go to a Chalom place. We need Koshwal to be open lit. I want to see, I like in Brooklyn, go late once after Chasna, go to a deli place and you see all that Solo guys eating Chalom together. The holiest, and they all should eat Chalom together. The holy Yidden to eat Chalom together. Yidden, all of them share a band that they make themselves uncomfortable for other Yidden. Beautiful people. We have to understand that about chesed, about all mishpachas. I want to say it specifically today. I wanted to say this tonight and today, that Am Yisrael suffered a tremendous suffering. I want to say about our children, that we could have a much bigger chiyus in the whole thing. They're not ploys to have from our children. They're simply a big art, that's the ikar of chesed. So we wake up at night for a kid, we schmooze late, one of our kids is having a dip. That's the ikar chesed, to bring a simcha. We talk about coming to shul to bring a simcha. A ben ayla bringing simcha, how about to his own children? I speak to children, is their home a happy place? Straight up, an honest way, is it a freilich place? Straight up, and that's not a trick, because it's such a home. No, because that's chesed, the ikar of chesed. See, he's busy. Make sure it's a good. It's not like a fear. There's not. There could be like a whole mode of a generation who's very into like, well, if my parents do this, it's dangerous. I'm not talking about a place of fear. That's not the energy of a good chinuch. And I see my issue. This kid. It's not like, well, otherwise, be very careful. If you say this, you might, you know. And people worry when he's 24. I don't want my kids to say about me. He pushed me up. Forget all that. Forget that. On the neshamas go to Hashem. Don't worry. Stop being so. And if you're worried, okay, so worried. That's not such a bad zach. You're worried. You're not worried. That's not the energy of the chesed in the home. The energy is that we unleash an unleashing of kindness. So our kids come home. There's a hug. There's a smile. It's not like because otherwise I'm nervous they won't be from us to do with anything. It's just the chesed that I unleash. The ikar chesed of our life, godliness, that I can mamish make. And I took loynivra adam elohayol achriti. We're created to help another person. Kid comes home and there's a smile and a hug and a gishmak a drink. Take care of him because we unleash godliness. Nothing to do with any fears because if I say the wrong, there's no shaykhs. Like literally none. That like fears and zach. And then the neshamas find Hashem. They make their way. They work their way to Hashem. We see neshamas go to Hashem. That's not the energy. That takes away. That's like literally that mishpatim's by our koish el goyim. Mishpatim by our courts because we see ruchnius. Because we see iris. It goes to the rav. Unzer mishpat goes to the rav, goes to the tzaddik. Because we see in the physical, what they see as only physical, we see as big iris. It's the truth, what I'm saying. It's the truth. It took me years. Yitzchak could be meyer. I try not to be a pretend person. That it was while it took me to see Atzal in a premiumistic oifen. Today Atzal is like, I stand like any rally. I'm in to support, to help bring support to it. It's like an ar gadol, an unleashing of chesed that you didn't care about each other, and it's vild. It's a wild organization. I wasn't paid by Atzal or asked by Atzal to speak or told. I don't think we're making appeals for Atzal. There'll be no yarmulke handed out shortly. But I wanted to say this today. I wanted to today when there was a degradation of a yid, when our people is seeing difficult things. I wanted to say this. I want to say, let's unleash. Let's wake up. Let's be mechazik. And our own child, give an extra hug, extra patience, extra kiss, extra focus. Not because any worries, mamish not. Because there's an R, there's a little kid. It was ma'ir, and to me it was ma'ir, a tremendous Abba for my children, for the children of Am Yisrael, precious children. Whatever was intended by the enemies, I don't care. But I do care. I do care. The Rabbanu Shalom, something happened to us. What it brings out, I had patience for somebody today I don't usually have patience for. I had extra patience. I saw a child, no child. I'm taking kids out of the coffin. So I say to all of us, this Shabbos, to unleash more patience, more Ava, more care, more notice, a better smile. Stop, the kids come happier. Let's make our house a little bit happier, a little more faith, put up the music. I made a Kabbalah then this year, I'm not allowed. My wife and I made a decision, more music in the home. We want to tighten the music. There should be music playing. It should be freilich. You could do it with music, without music. Maybe we could do a little more chesed, a little more av, a little. And for not, because we're scared, because we want to unleash godliness, because chesed. Why shouldn't chesed like permeate our house? The kid comes home and feels such an av. Where's chesed begin? It's down there. It's like, we don't hold the ikkar of the unleashing of the ashra sashchina. You talk about a home that has tremendous hours, a tat that was present, who's doing chesed to the mishpacha. Goyim al nafshu is chesed. So I wanted to share this with the chevra. Let's be mispalel Yitzchak sang a song that like hit home on the I think we can say amidst the difficulty, a difficult day for our people, we're people who are b'teach in the chesed Hashem. We could even sing it amidst tzaras, terrible tzaras. Maybe that's.
Hey, baby.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.